I'm now joined by NHPR's Josh Rogers for The Political Front, a look at the latest in New Hampshire politics. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Jessica.
So, Josh, the New Hampshire House will vote this week on a bill to raise the gas tax by 15 cents over the next 4 years. The gas tax hasn't been raised since 1991, and this bill coming out of the committee has unanimous support. Are higher gas taxes a sure thing?
Well, it's probably too early to say, Jessica, and there's a lot to this issue, both in terms of policy, i.e. how is the state going to fund road projects, widening I-93 among them, and also politics. This increase seems to be quite popular in its House committee, but it's opposed by the state Senate's top budget writer and also by the historically persuasive trucking lobby. And, you know, while this budget season has just begun, right now it looks like this gas tax debate will play a big role in deciding if the state budget ends up including a casino.
What do you mean?
Well, Governor Hassan has essentially thrown in her lot with the Senate on the gambling front, which may be wise. Last Tuesday, she testified in support of the state Senate's gambling bill, which would allow a single casino with 5,000 slot machines and 150 table games. As drafted, that bill would earmark a big slug of the proceeds for road and bridge infrastructure. And Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Morris is co-sponsor of that plan, and he's also dead set against hiking the gas tax. Last week, as the House Capital Budget Committee debated before passing the gas tax increase, and it really wasn't much of a debate, more of a choreographed discussion led by House Capital Budget Committee Chairman David Campbell, who's the lead sponsor of this tax increase. Senator Morris was there watching in the front row, scribbling notes and looking more and more clenched as the discussion went on. And no sooner was the 18-0 vote tallied, and Senator Morris is telling reporters that the plan would be a non-starter in the Senate. And it could end up being that. But what's interesting is that as much as Chuck Morris opposes the gas tax, he also favors a casino. He's from Salem. And while it probably won't be hard for him to get his casino bill through the Senate, you know, the House is another matter.
So are you suggesting the fates of these issues are linked?
Well, it surely looks that way at this point. Wednesday's vote by the full House will give us a better read on that. It is exceedingly rare for a bill to arrive on the House floor with unanimous committee support and not end up passing. And indications are that this bill will, but we don't yet know how partisan this could become. It was interesting that the House's top Republican, Bartlett Representative Gene Chandler, who sits on the Capital Budget Committee, wasn't in the room for that unanimous vote, and that wasn't an accident. The expectation is that Chandler will oppose this on the floor, and so too will other Republicans. But in all likelihood, the bill passes the House, so then it lands in the Senate, where Senator Morris hates it. But hating it to the point of killing it entirely may not help him pass the casino bill. A casino has never passed the House, and you know it's looking like a tough sell. And now Representative Campbell, it's worth pointing out, also favors gambling. So, you know, maybe by June, everybody can end up with a bit of what they want.
And where is Governor Hassan in all of this?
Well, Jessica, mostly she's watching at this point. The issue isn't going to shake out for some time. It's already been interesting to observe how the new governor has played things. Earlier this winter, if you had asked her about increasing the gas tax, what she'd say is that she wasn't going to weigh in unless there was a specific proposal under discussion. Now there is a proposal out there, and what she says is that she hopes a consensus emerges over how to fund infrastructure. Last week, she did reiterate that she remains leery of extensive bonding to finish I-93, for instance, but she'd really go no further, and perhaps that's wise, but it's certain that if the gas tax increase passes the House, Governor Hassan's going to be asked that question again.
Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Jessica.
That's NHPR's Josh Rogers. He's here every Monday on The Political Front for a look at New Hampshire politics.